How can we keep Christmas giving, Christ-centered, especially with young kids? Not easy. Not easy. And I'm not sure we did the best job of it. But I just spent a long time in another question answering how we tried to make the morning of Christmas and the season moving up to Christmas Christ-centered. One of the things I didn't mention is that during the Advent Sundays at the dinner table once a week, we would read special stories as we're moving towards Christmas. So there'd be a mounting set of expectations as once a week you take prophetic words, then John the Baptist words, then Matthew 1 or Luke 2 words, and you're constantly teaching this is about celebrating the best gift in all the world, namely Jesus Christ. And the reason we exchange gifts is because he's made us so glad about his gift, and we want to signify that we want to be generous to each other. And then we tried not to be lavish. Noel's a real good bargain hunter. We didn't try to get the most expensive things for the boys. We didn't want them to wow their friends at school. What'd you get? And be able to say, I got the most expensive, newest toy. But things that they would enjoy, and they might even be used things if they were, you know, in good shape at Savers. But it was often considered, what's the one main thing we're giving to each boy? And then other little things, kind of one main thing that each would get. So the context of the giving, reading the scriptures, doing the play, doing the Jesse tree with all the Christian symbols, doing the manger as the main thing rather than the tree, doing the shepherd pouches, all those things are just constantly pointing to Christ to put the gift giving, which is what this question is about, the gift giving in a context of Christ-centeredness, and then explaining why gift-giving relates to his supreme gift to us.